Life 101. An extension. The other day, I got a picture on WhatsApp. Now, this picture apparently has been doing the rounds on WhatsApp recently that got me thinking. It was about this kitten who looks at her reflection and thinks that she's a lioness or a tigress. Believe in yourself, said the tagline, intending to inspire the reader. Well, I got the reference. It's asking people to put more faith in yourself than you do. But it's also at the same time asking you to be someone you are not. It shows a very common problem. I see people struggling with it all the time around me. Why should? Why should a cute kitten need to be a ferocious tiger to believe in herself or himself? Or by thinking of itself being somebody else, by thinking of itself being a tiger? The cat may be able to fool the world for a little while, but will definitely succeed in living a very frustrated and unfulfilled life. Let's be honest. How much ever the kitten believes he's a tiger, he's not going to become one. Now, the common idea is that you should be brave, strong, successful, happy, beautiful, etc., 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 which is all very good. But the definition of these qualities changes with the fashion. And more often than not, the bravest of us feel like cowards internally. The strongest also feel weak. The most successful feel like they should be doing something more or something else. You see, the problem is that it's not very difficult to be happy with what we have. This is a very human affliction. It's also what pushes humans to be more ambitious and creative. It's getting confusing, right? Good. It shows that you are thinking of what I'm telling you. The way you perceive yourself definitely has a bearing on the quality of your life. Oddly, negative perceptions of yourself are self-fulfilling. If you think you're useless, you will become useless. If you think you can't drive a car, you will never be able to drive one. If you think you suck and are very poor at maths, you will sadly be one. You will sadly be a loser where maths is concerned. It's very sad. Sadly, positive perceptions are not self-fulfilling. If you think you're great and everyone should listen to you, you'll actually become unbearable, obnoxious. Similarly, just thinking will not make you good is what I'm trying to tell you. Thinking is not going to make you good at maths or driving a car. The magic formula instead is, it consists of a realistic perception of your own self. You have to think. You have to realize, where do you want to go or what do you want to achieve, and then be persevering towards it. Be proud of yourself and confident in your ability to be able to work hard towards becoming the best version of yourself. Acceptance. Accept for who you are and believe in that version of yourself. But the first step towards this is, believe that you are enough. The world needs all kinds of people to keep a good balance on this earth. So you are important. sometimes we become so entangled in the world around us that we can't help but take cues from it to mold who we are and who we become. It's important to remember that these are only cues and need to be evaluated and not blindly followed. Now, the smart thing for the kitten to do would be able to see himself as a kitten and use its cuteness, gentleness, playfulness, its ability to love, to get what it wants. It's a fact. It's a fact, and researchers have been carried on this phenomena. The research shows that being able to show and perceive vulnerability in yourself, in person and animals, is more likely to help you achieve your goals. Being vulnerable, that is open about, honest about both your strengths and weaknesses, is a sign of strength, that you are comfortable with who you are. This helps you gain trust, and in the bargain, you live a more authentic life. Now, I'm going to leave you pondering the following thought. To be yourself in that world that is constantly trying to make you into something else is the greatest accomplishment of yourself. So be yourself. That is what is going to make you successful in life. When you're yourself and you're not trying to project that you're something else, you will have less stress in your life. I read somewhere, which was very well written, that it's all a matter of acceptance. Resistance to acceptance is what creates stress in a life. And the acceptance actually does away with all the stress in a life.